Hello everyone. Thank you to Alison for that introduction to Just Talk. Here's our first batch of news items, with a transport-related theme, followed by a selection of letters. Families could see their holiday plans disrupted at Norwich Airport this summer after it emerged that staff are considering going on strike. Pay in every part of the airport, including car park, air traffic and security, is said to be lower than the national average. Recent negotiations between Prospect, which represents around 70% of staff, and senior management at Norwich Airport have seen the union decide to ballot its members on potential industrial action between June the 30th and December the 30th. Ian Kelly, Prospect's negotiator, said, "Workers at Norwich Airport are paid significantly less than the national average for jobs of this kind. Some roles earn at or barely above the minimum wage, despite being vital for the security and safety of passengers from the airport. Prospect has proposed a pay increase that would bring Norwich Airport in line with the national average, with the option for that increase being incremental to avoid immediate short-term cost pressures. We believe this is a fair proposal, but it has been blocked by the employer." A spokesman for Norwich Airport said, "We are in ongoing discussions with Prospect, and they have informed us that they are balloting their members about the potential for industrial action."
Flashbacks from last year's chaotic summer with a prominent city airline resurfaced as a man says he felt like a second-class citizen after a recent incident. Dutch airline KLM, which operates out of Schiphol Airport in Amsterdam, regularly flies back and forth to Norwich Airport. However, one passenger has slammed the airline after multiple delays and cancelled flights. Mike Plant, who lives in Hockering, was returning from a golfing holiday when he had to get a connecting flight from Amsterdam to Norwich on June the 19th. With the flight due to arrive at 5 p.m, Mr. Plant was kept waiting for nearly 2 hours due to multiple delays before finally departing the Schiphol runway at 6:48 p.m. The 71-year-old and a friend also had a flight cancelled, costing them hundreds of pounds. KLM came under fire last year due to cancellations and delays in both Norwich and Holland. KLM and Norwich Airport have both declined to comment.
The region's largest hospital is set to hike the cost of patient and visitor parking, just months after doing the same for its staff. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has announced an increase to its car park charges for the first time in 7 years. It will mean patients and visitors paying up to £1.30 more to park at the Colney site, depending on how long they are staying. The increase comes less than a year after the hospital controversially raised its parking charges for staff members, a decision which saw it come in for some criticism. Simon Hackwell, Director of Strategy at NNUH, said, "Our hospital trust is not immune to the cost pressures everyone is having, and the board has had to make some difficult decisions as a result of the challenging financial position. It has been 7 years since we changed car parking fees, and there remains an extensive list of concessions to make parking free or reduce the cost for patients and carers with frequent appointments at our hospital. We would encourage more patients and visitors to use the frequent park and ride service from Cossey, which is a quick and easy way to get to the hospital." The hospital's existing policy of providing 30 minutes free will stay in place, but all of the other charges are going up. The new charges range from £3.40 for up to 2 hours to £13.30 for 8 hours or more. The site will also continue to offer free parking for disabled patients and visitors, those attending for a cancer appointment or dialysis, and people with a carer's passport.
City Hall has insisted that the introduction of parking fees at Eaton Park has caused minimal issues for neighbours, with the authority making more cash than expected. The introduction of the charge has been controversial since it was first proposed in 2021, with hundreds of people writing to Norwich City Council with fears that it would lead to visitors parking on surrounding streets. But the Labour-led authority insists there have been few issues since the fees were introduced in March. The announcement came after an opposition councillor stated that she was being contacted by locals who have experienced added difficulties. Speaking at a council meeting, Judith Lubbock, Liberal Democrat councillor for Eaton, said, "Since the introduction of parking charges in Eaton Park, there has been displaced parking, causing various problems in the area around the park. Problems with cars parking on grass verges, sometimes two abreast, which dangerously obscures the driver's view when exiting the sheltered housing scheme. No appropriate action has been taken. A review of the change is expected to be completed soon, but no date was set."